Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you on. And trying to get you all some music here. Hopefully we'll be able to do this in a minute. Keep on hallelujah. Just stay with me here for a moment, brothers and sisters. Yeah, thought I had it. There's power in the name of Jesus, so how about let's sing it, huh?
Should seniors be allowed to get $1,728 from this senior booster program?
I'm trying to,
senior booster program is giving seniors
do two things here on this. So y'all please excuse me.
If you are 65 or older and have not yet claimed your $1,728...
I want you to look at your neighbor, and you got
Nobody can do me like the Lord. Hallelujah. He's my friend. Yes, sir. He's my friend. Nobody can do me like Jesus.
Hey, brothers and sisters, I want you all to know that I'm on the road, and the audio may be a little different, but I ask you to hang in here with me. I want to have a word of prayer. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says man should always pray and not faint. So this is a good time to pray. We pray right now, Father God, because your word says in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I take this time to say thank you. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for the participant. And then, Father God, we ask you to bless those that's on the road also. Ask you to bless Evangelist Sharon. Ask you to bless Pastor while she's on the road as well. Ask you to continue to put angels around me as well. Give Father God for your word, because it's in your word that we learn who we are and what we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we learned in 1 Peter 1:23 that we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And we thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that 1 Corinthians 2:16 said we have the mind of Christ. And so we're going to call those things to be not as though they were. Because we know that all things are working together for our good. Why? Because we can do all things in Christ, which strengthen us, according to Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we walk in the spirit of freedom. I thank you, Father God, that we can walk in your light. And you call us the light of the world, according to Matthew 5:14. And because we're a new creation, Father God, we can also, those things, and they will come to pass according to the word of God, we can call those things to be not as though they were, because we're dead with Christ. And the power of sin rules not over our life, but the power of Christ. We're no longer living for ourselves, but we're living for God and for you and for the Father and for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it. Pray you right now, Heavenly Father, that you open someone's ears, and we pray, Father God, that their eyes will become open to the truth, and they'll walk in that truth. And we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, what we doing, we want to pick up where we left off on Wednesday and yesterday, because yesterday Pastor was talking about the kingdom of this world. And according to John 17:6-9, I have manifest your name to the men who have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Key thing right there. Keep the word of God. Now, they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given them the words which you have given me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me, and I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. And that was a key point, brothers and sisters. Christ praying for us. He's not praying for the world. He's praying that our eyes be open, that our understanding be open as well. Also, the Bible says he was deliver us from the power of darkness of this world. And I like what James 4:4 says, friendship with the world is an enemy against God. And you would think, well, how is that so? Well, see, you got to know that Satan is the god of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is the god of this world. And you have to believe that. You have to know that. And to understand this world, you have to do a research. I continue to tell people, do a research. You'll be surprised what the world is. And I'm just going to touch on a couple points about Satan and his greatest fear. Well, before I get to that, let me tell you what worldly friendship is. James defined and opposed these worldly relationship attachment to things such as fellowship and you being part of the world, doing the world stuff. Religion is a worldly thing. The Bible said the best religion you can have is to visit the widows and their affliction and keep yourself unspotted from the world. That's the best religion. But the world religion is different. The world religion is Satan's ground. Well, that was probably easy for the other thing here. When you're talking about departing, when you're talking about departing from the faith, he's talking about departing from the Word of God. That's what we were at, departing from the Word of God. In these latter days, people are departing from the Word of God. See, the forces of the world is what Satan uses, okay? That's what he uses. He uses the forces of the world to combat many things. I told y'all the other day about money. But I want to tell you that the devil is called, in Ephesians 2:2, he is called the prince of the air. And that's a lot of power. We just witnessed on yesterday how the prince of England got stripped of all of its power. Well, that says something to me, that Satan is being stripped of all of his powers. See, he rules a world that is principalities. That's what he rules, powers. And they that are under the direction of the devil is part of the world. Because this is what he does. Let me give you a quick flashback, brothers and sisters. The word flesh means the pleasures of outside the senses, whether of taste, smell, touch. All of this is flesh, okay? The pleasures of the indignation to which the eyes is clear chief. The eyes is the chief because it began to communicate with the brain and tell the brain how to handle it going forth. I have a note here. And it's really is an enemy against heaven. And we don't really see it, but the Bible says in John 17:6, he declared to his father as one of prime importance. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We're not being controlled by Satan's stuff, by his lust, by his minds. Satan, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to think that you're being controlled by him. But listen, brothers and sisters, remember Moses said over there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, he said, I'd rather suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That's a seasonal thing. A season is a limited period of time. A season, usually it's broken down into four places, meaning that when summer ends, then fall comes. When fall ends, then winter comes. See, that's a season. When winter ends, springs come. It's just a season. So they have a limited time. And that's what's so important, that we be thinking, oh, man, I got it going on. Listen, brother and sister, this is about our eternal life. What you planning on doing eternally, going forward? What are you planning on doing? I can't make it any plainer than I have this week. Is there a society that Satan controls, and you don't want to be under his direction? You want to stand in the direction of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm in a real bad area right now where I'm parked at, but I want to make sure this word get out today. There's always this constantly battle of getting the word out. I'm reminded of a scripture when Jesus was on Gethsemane. Jesus exclaimed by his soul exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. He looked at the people in the world and what was going on. It became very heavy on him in such a way, he said, my hour had not yet come. He had to only operate in the things that God allowed him to operate as a human being. He was not, for a better way of saying it, he was not allowed to use his superpowers. That's probably a good way of saying it. He could have spoke and all heaven would have came down, but that wasn't what God was doing. So you got to recognize God's voice from Satan's voice. Because when Jesus was in the wilderness, Satan came and he spoke to him and told Jesus, say, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. That was Satan's way of getting Jesus to be engaging in his activity. Then he showed him the whole world. And this is important, brothers and sisters. I know there's some theologians and all this will say, well, he lied. But when he pointed out to Jesus, this whole world is mine, he was controlling the storm. He was controlling the people in the world. A lot of businesses right now is controlled by Satan, but you wouldn't know it unless you did your research. He is the God of this world. But he said to Jesus, after he had told him that if you be the Son of God, he told him then, he said, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. See, when you know who you are in and who you represent, Satan has no lordship over you. So when he told him, said, this world I'll give you if you'll just bow down and worship me. And Jesus let him know, thou shalt have no other God before him. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to come to a place, anytime God began to show you the world things, hey, you know, you have to say, well, wait a minute, that's not of God. like I think about the fact that God calls a holy church. How them bricks gonna be holy? How the wood gonna be holy? But we're his church because we're his body. Well, that's not real to everybody, okay? We're not, the church is not some culture that people continue to say, oh, it's a different culture. The church is not somebody who just constantly be repetitious with their prayers. Listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the unique thing about this message this week has been about eternal life, but you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight with your faith. It's necessary. You can't get out from around it. Hallelujah. Anyway, I'm having a hard time trying to keep this going. But, hey, I appreciate you all. And look here, we'll see you all on Sunday for the review. I don't even know if I'm still connected.